This is KUT. Floodwaters continue to rise in the Houston area in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. More rain could be coming, too. That means it's possible more hospitals on or near the Gulf Coast could be forced to close in the coming days. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, medical professionals here in Austin are preparing for that.
Dr. Christopher Zibel heads up the ER department at Ascension's Del Seaton Medical Center at the University of Texas. He says he's already in communication with hospitals dealing with flooding.
We're anticipating that they're likely to want to start doing some kind of evacuation soon. And if they don't, that's fine as long as their people are safe. But if they do, we want to be ready.
Dr. Zibel has dealt with the aftermath of several hurricanes at this point, so he's been mapping out plans for various scenarios here. He says one thing that's in the works is getting Del Seaton to possibly create what he calls a super shelter that would allow it to provide basic medical care and shelter to lots of people all in one place. And Dr. Zibel says if he needs to do that, there happens to be a perfect location.
The beauty of this particular episode and the timing of it is that we have a whole hospital across the street that we just moved out of a couple of weeks ago that's still sitting there. So we have some capacity that we can leverage. I've got a team over there today that's taking inventory of what's still there.
The former Brackenridge Hospital has not been demolished yet, so Dr. Zibel says it's there if they need it. For now, though, the city is dealing with medical needs from people who have already evacuated to Austin. Jen Samp, a spokesperson at Austin's Emergency Operations Center, says evacuees are getting screened as they come into the shelters here in Austin.
And if their criteria meets the needs to go to a hospital, we have hospitals on standby to receive these evacuees, or medical shelters. We also have basic first aid at the shelters, and we can also provide transportation to and from these hospitals.
And for folks who don't need to go to the hospital, mobile clinics are helping out at the shelters. Sam says they're doing what they can to help people for as long as they need it.
We're helping to meet the needs short-term and long-term, from having assistance to having people on standby to help people find their insurance information, to short-term needs as far as like just a basic first aid assistance.
So far, Del Seaton has taken in roughly 70 people, according to hospital officials. About half were transferred from evacuated hospitals. Those transfers include 7 newborns in intensive care. The other half are people who were already seeking shelter here. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.